Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
And to the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
How do they misuse PCR to estimate all these supposed free viral RNAs that may or may not be there?
I think misuse PCR is not quite... I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if they could find this virus in you at all. And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that. That's what it's not.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're joining us. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
So much today to go over with you. Some dots connected, some insights that we can think about outside of the box, things you're not going to hear on any other show, and I'm proud of that. I love that. By the way, I love that we have the freedom to do that and support the stations that support this show, because I'm telling you, it's just wonderful of them to do that. But welcome. I have a little sinus going on right now, some allergies going on right now. So we'll just try and get through as best we can today. A couple of things. Eddie Van Halen dead at 65 years old.
Wasn't a sinus, though.
It wasn't. It was throat cancer.
Throat cancer.
Yeah, throat cancer. And he, you know, it does amaze me still, because I just don't think of him in that age bracket. I always think of him as younger. So, but that was the era.
Well, he is a little younger. He was 65.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Younger than me.
It's all in the perspective, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it was surprising. Also, Red Pill, the Red Pill event going on at Jekyll Island, of all places, courtesy of Ed Griffin, and who's been on the show multiple times. So many people, Del Bigtree, Alex Newman, so many people are presenting at this. You can actually go online and you can get 30 days of just being able to go through 30 days of the talks and everything in the comfort of your own home. And so that link is on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook.
Are they actually having the event, though?
Yeah, they're having the event.
Where you go there?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're having the event.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I thought that was great that they're doing that. And they're doing the online streaming. But you can actually, they're archived for you, so you can actually have 30 days to review all the talks, because there are going to be some really good ones. So make sure you're doing that, too. All kinds of things. So where do we start today? Number one, Australia. I had to mention this, because with Australia... They are announcing the fact that you will not long distance travel until 2022. The government is restricting travel for Australians.
Well, you know, Australia is made up of what, four or five states?
Mm-hmm.
And each state has different rules,
right.
and the rules change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like our Constitution prevents the states from interrupting interstate travel.
Mm-hmm.
But in Australia, apparently not.
Apparently not.
We imagine what it would be like here if our states could say mm-hmm. people from Texas cannot come through.
Right. Right.
Illinois.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. I forgot to preface what that clip was when we came in the show. The clip was actually the inventor. Carrie Mullis is the inventor of the PCR test. And he was talking in 1997. So hat tip, Mike. Thank you. Was talking in 1997 and addressing some questions about the PCR test that he invented,
mm-hmm.
the one everybody's using right now. And he said basically this. Keep this in mind when you're talking to people. The PCR test, from what he said, was that you can get any sort of results or interpretation from that test as you wish. It's so open to interpretation that every cell and molecule, anything can be hyper-examined to show something or put in the distance to show something else. I mean, he just said it's very, let's say, flexible in giving doctors this very generic test and then being able to say, you know, that the results are this. So keep that in mind when all these result numbers go up, by the way. Carrie Mullis died in last August, right before all this hit the fan. Interesting. Anyway, he died in August of 2019. He was the inventor of the PCR test. So I just wanted to mention that before we moved on. I forgot to.
Could you imagine the confusion if he hadn't died and he was out there telling people, don't trust the test?
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are no accidents, I swear. The longer I do this job, the more convinced I am that there just are no accidents. Okay, back to Australia for just a moment. So basically what they're saying is this. You can travel after 2022, 2 years from now, if a vaccine comes out to save you. Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. So I just wanted all you guys to know, are we going to go there with them? Because the things that happen in Britain and Australia, we take a real good hard look at. We're all part of the Five Eyes group and of intelligence data collection. And it is kind of interesting that we work in concert with these countries often. So do you remember back before the election? They were all going down to Australia a lot, those running for office,
mm-hmm.
Hillary. Anyway, so we have some ties and connections, obviously, to Australia, but wow, no long distance travel for 2 years. Yeah. Let's just hope that doesn't come down to where we're at right now in the United States. The United States, though, China is completely open. Why aren't we? You know, just a question to throw out there. And I love this. In a previous hour, Uncle Milty and I were talking about this, and you are more likely to die of rabies and hantavirus and Ebola, right? And
they're deadlier
than COVID. More likely to die of rabies.
You're not necessarily more likely to catch them.
No.
But if you do catch them, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Not like the 99.6% that don't die of coronavirus.
We should all mask up for rabies. Give me a break.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was funnier, because one of these is Babylon Bee, which is a parody website, and one of these is an actual article. So one says media criticizes Trump for downplaying virus threat by not dying. I love that one. I just love that one. And the other one is this socialist-themed vegan meat company. A socialist-themed vegan meat company learns Marxism works better in theory than practice. Duh. Oh, my gosh. The first one was Babylon Bee. The second one was actually FE.org. I know. Crazy, right? Socialist-themed vegan meat company learns that Marxism works better in theory than in practice.
Look at the duck crowd. Look at the name of the food company. It's called No Evil Foods.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they call themselves a revolutionary food company.
Mm-hmm.
That champions progressive values. It just doesn't champion, you know, actual, like, living and and working. So they, with products like Comrade Cluck, it's called Comrade Cluck. I can't make this up. It's a plant meat, not actual chicken. No Evil Foods has had success casting itself as this kind of company that puts out a product like Comrade Cluck. I know about you. I just cannot wait to have Comrade Cluck for dinner. Yummy. Anyway, wow. Yeah. So they found they finally found out that that basically you can get the same thing that you currently have. You can get less than you currently have. I don't think you need a union voice here. It was all about the unions. And this whole thing is just hilarious. They finally figured this out. It took doing it, I guess, as a good lesson for all of us.
Yeah. Well, they fired a bunch of employees too, and they're saying it wasn't retaliation because they weren't socialists.
Yes, because they weren't socialists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys.
You know, I went grocery shopping yesterday, and I was amazed at how much of the fake meats are already in the meat. Refrigerators.
It's no wonder that Tyson went
fake
to town.
Fake chicken.
Yep.
Fake beef.
Mm-hmm.
Fake lamb.
Mm-hmm. They're getting us real used to it. Let me just tell you, mystery meat.
And it's going to be where that's the majority and all. The real meat's going to be so expensive, most people can't afford it.
Right. Now, a lot of you health nuts out there are going to tell me, but Kate, you don't understand. This is a really good thing for our health.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Like not eating eggs?
Yeah. You know what? I can agree with not eating as much meat. I think that it's really kind of healthy to go with a vegetable dinner once in a while. You know, get some more vegetables into the diet. I think that's important. I don't want to have my choices made for me, and I don't want stuff in my meat that shouldn't be there. Sorry.
Yeah.
And mystery meat is not as healthy as you might think it is. And I worry because I've done so many shows about Tyson putting in so much money to mystery meat and Petri dish meat. We've done so many shows on this through the years. I do worry about what they're putting in it. Yeah.
You can go back 100 years and see similar issues. Margarine.
Right.
Margarine was going to save everybody from the evil of butter.
It's like eating plastic.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Ew. Eat the butter, for Pete's sakes.
Yep.
Goodness.
And that's the rule
now. I don't use margarine.
No, nobody with a brain uses margarine.
Yeah. Yes, I love my plastic with some salt on it and on some toast.
And a little yellow food coloring.
Yum. Anyway, you know, we're going to see more of this happen. We're going to see more companies come out. Every time they do the universal income, it never works out. And then they're right there to tell us that it didn't work out like they thought it would. Yet there's companies still doing it. I mean, we like to, I guess, ram our head into the wall. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than we didn't learn the first time, the first experience. So here we are again trying to learn these lessons. Don't you remember the guy that wanted to pay everybody the same? And so he hired all those people. I think it was Seattle. He hired all the people and they all made the same, whether you were a receptionist or really high up the food chain in software. And they realized that it really ticked people off.
Yeah.
They lost people because they didn't want to make the same. They wanted to be
paid commensurate with what they accomplished.
Yes, exactly. And so I thought that was hilarious that they had to learn that lesson. And guess what, folks? It only took a year.
That's it.
Before they lost the company. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Eddie Van Halen died today. It just brings me right back to high school. Seriously. All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. A couple of things of interest. I had John McAfee on the show. He was actually arrested tax evasion, and he was, I think they were trying to accuse him of murder, but I think, I don't know if he was arrested for both. But anyways, man, that was a weird show. That was probably like 3 years ago. And when he came on, we kept losing a connection. And he was, yeah, it was a strange show. Anyway, but John McAfee. So there's that. I also wanted to mention that the director of national intelligence, Ratcliffe, declassified Spygate documents. So that's going to get really interesting. I have a feeling we might be talking about that tomorrow a little bit more. But declassified sections of documents proving that CIA Director Brennan briefed Obama on Hillary Clinton's plan to tie Trump to Russia to distract from the email scandal, her own email scandal.
I wonder how big the scaffolding
that's huge, yeah,
is going to be when they hang all these people for treason.
Let's hope. Oh, I just don't know if it'll ever happen. It just seems like they're Teflon'd. So there's that. I just wanted to mention that, and we'll have to see how that kind of turns out. But I have a feeling we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. You know, we have also. By the way, Dr. Mike Yadin, former chief science officer of infectious disease for the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, said there is no science to suggest a second wave should happen. He further stated that false positives results from unreliable COVID tests are being used to manufacture a second wave based on new cases. Kind of interesting coming from that. So, of course, we've known this all along.
Yeah. Has he committed suicide yet?
not yet. Oh, dear. Doesn't it just seem like that's standard quo? How sad is that?
Yep.
Jeez. So, Uncle Milty and I were talking, and we thought, man, it would be interesting to do a show on what happened to. Whatever happened to Christine Blasey Ford, you know? Whatever happened to her and her big, huge GoFundMe account?
Yeah,
you know, almost $1 million or over $1 million. Whatever happened to her, whatever happened to, because when I was going back through this year, this horrific year, I went back to the first story we ever did on COVID. And at the time, and by the way, people still call it Corona, especially in the documentation and also on the patent, common cold coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Okay. But whatever happened to the scientist, the professor from Harvard that was indicted on false statement charges that he did not disclose that China was paying him $50,000 a month. And he was traveling over there and possibly giving our secrets to China, okay? That's what kicked this thing off. Now, when we had Junie Mikovits on the show, it was interesting because she was kind of, you know, more or less revealing the fact that that they had been getting money for a long time. We've been in cahoots with China for a long time. And we've kind of known this. We've talked about it on the show. In fact, Biden goes over there to get some cash. His son comes home with a suitcase full. You know, that kind of thing. We've been in cahoots with them for a long time. Kissinger, since 1970, has made sure that we are dealing directly with China a lot more than people think. And they are not our sworn enemy because we're dealing with them all the time. In fact, the Clintons pushed out Monica Lewinsky out in front so that they could basically trade tech secrets for cash for the party, for the Democratic Party in the 90s. So we've known this, right, for quite some time. But I was wondering what happened to him because he hasn't been in the news at all. And I thought, man, that's what really kicked this thing off. That was kind of the first investigative piece that we did on it. When he was arrested, and it was for making those false statements. So Dr. Charles Lieber has been indicted by a federal grand jury on two counts of making false statements, not treason, just false statements, that will be arraigned in federal court. And that was in January. And then they also came out and said, yes, this may be moving forward in June. But what's interesting about him is that he served as the principal investigator of the Lieber Research Group at Harvard, and he specialized in the area of nanoscience. And Lieber's research at that group had been funded more than $15 million in research grants from the National Institute of Health, the NIH, and the Department of Defense, the DOD, and among other things, right? But the grants required the disclosure of all sources of research support. Oh, please. They already knew. We've been funding China for a long time. Anyway, so unbeknownst, they say, to Harvard, which is a total lie, beginning in 2011, he became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology. Now, keep in mind that Judy Mikovits, the scientist that worked under Fauci, she basically said that Fauci's been working with China for 20 years, Wuhan, to spin out this coronavirus in different ways, right? Because they have all these different illnesses that have cropped up in the last 20 years. But he became a contractual participant in China's Thousand Talents Plan. Now, the Thousand Talents Plan is you would probably consider it the most prominent Chinese talent recruitment plan. And it's designed to attract and recruit and cultivate all these high-level scientific talents in science and everything else, doctors, to lure them into living and being over in China, and also giving up their secrets that they learned here through their education here, and proprietary information, stealing that. And so under the terms of this three-year agreement that he was under, that Harvard pretends they don't know about, and the government pretends they don't know about, this Thousand Talents contract, allegedly paid him $50,000 a month and living expenses up to $1 million Chinese won, right? And then awarded him more than $1.5 million to establish a research lab in Wuhan. And we're going to think that nobody knew? They really do love to just lie. It's just amazing to me they get away with this.
Now, that's based on the assumption, though, that the coronavirus came out of the lab, not the wet site, you know, the wet food site.
Oh,
you know,
the bat
where people
stew?
Buy their fish.
The bat stew? Yes. Yes. It wasn't some toothless little farmer little bat poking around in the little stew and served up a bowl.
No, you actually have to believe it came out of a biological warfare laboratory.
Yeah. And I think, yes. And so I don't actually like to call it the Chinese virus. Many do, but I actually don't, because I know how much in cahoots we are with them. So to me, it's kind of giving people the idea that China gave this to us covert. No, they didn't. We're well on board with this. Give me a break. You really think that our Harvard University isn't going to know, or our DOD isn't going to know about all the millions going into Wuhan labs where our people are involved?
If China intentionally released the virus on its own without our knowledge, it really would have killed millions of people, not 200,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So the charge of making false statements provides for a sentence up to 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. So if you think, well, why wouldn't this be treason? Because, honey, nothing's treason anymore. You can do whatever you want under the sun. Look at John Kerry. Mm-hmm. Look at Obama. Look at the arms deals. Look at McCain. Look at Hillary. Look at all these people, the Bushes. You can do whatever you want. There's never the word treason is never spoken of.
No.
In fact, you know, it's been kind of interesting through the years that when I'm doing interviews with more high profile people, they will never use that word. They don't like that word. And how dare I ever accuse anyone of that word? Do you know, back in the day, so many things were thought of as treason. I mean, we've jumped the shark now, and nobody ever says that. So this guy will end up getting supervised time, right? Because they propped him up to do it, and then they back away and act like they weren't involved. That's what's going on here. And so it got me thinking, though, about the talents program, the Thousand Talents, because it was reminiscent for me of the Thousand Points of Light. You guys all remember that speech by Bush, George Bush, when he talked about how this would bring on this new world order. Yeah. And was not shy about it. Actually, really excited because he wanted to be one of the new world servers. He wanted to be the person that was serving this up for the new world, right? The new world order. And he just wasn't shy about saying it. He didn't hide it. So it's no theory. People even think today that Agenda 21 is a theory. Agenda 2030 is a theory. How can it be a theory when they're announcing it all the time and talking about it and doing it? I don't understand how. Anyway, so it kind of brought me into the State of the Union address about the Thousand Points of Light, because that's still going strong. And it's actually never talked about in the press, but it is the number one charity organization involving all these countries, 37 countries, 250 cities. There's money galore going into this group of 1,000 points of light.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Interesting, right? And so this is what George H. Bush said in the State of Union address. He said, what is at stake is more than one small country. It's a big idea, a new world order to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind shared on, based on shared principles and the rule of law, the illumination of 1,000 points of light. The winds of change are with us now. But I don't think we really grasped what he was saying when he said this.
Did he say the winds of change
are with
or
us
the
now.
Winds of chains?
I hate to laugh because it's so serious, but yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so so this is this idea of this planned world extravaganza of a new world order and a government at the helm. It was talked about in, well, so many different people have talked about, so many Luciferians have talked about it too. Kind of interesting. But Alice Bailey being one of them, co-founder of the Lucis Trust. And so here's the deal. I was thinking about this because I was thinking about all the strides we've made and, you know, when we're working against our own country and we are working in concert with China, and we are really actually supporting the programs China's putting out, and they're supporting ours. When we go into this together for the Wuhan laboratory, and then we're able to blame each other, right? If something happens, mm-hmm. it's their fault. Then we've certainly got into some territory that brings about the sharing of secrets, of information, of working together to oust this constitution of ours. And that 1,000 points of light, just like the 1,000 talents program, it's layer after layer after layer of things that sort of cement the we're all striving to be one, that big narrative they keep talking about with the New World Order. So it's all about kind of making sure that we all act as one, even though right now we don't want to admit it. We don't want to admit it. People would freak out, right? But I kept thinking about that when I was reading about what happened to Dr. Charles Lieber, because I was actually really curious where that case was going. But I think we have a lot bigger problems. You know, Japan was working on a company called ALE, Astro Live Experiences, with their satellites and such. And I'll talk about that for just a second when I come back. But it's kind of interesting what they've been able to produce. It's surprising. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. And I'll tie this in with what I was just talking about. Be right back. Hey,
talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Glad to be here. I'm Uncle Milt, he's with me. How are you, sir?
I'm Wonderbar.
Welcome back, little Ray Charles, for you on the Wayback Machine. And also just wanted to mention Balance of Nature as well. If you're not taking this supplement, you should be. We were talking about that vegan company that realized a couple of things about socialism. And, you know, our food supply is getting very interesting if you've been taking notice. And please, by all means, make sure you have a food supplement. I would take Balance of Nature if I were you. I did my homework and I compared supplements, and this one had the most in it for the best price. It was just phenomenal. I just couldn't get over what they could put into Balance of Nature. It was cool.
You know, if you take Balance of Nature, then you can eat the fake meat and genetically modified corn and survive.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, Balance of Nature is just awesome. 31 fruits and vegetables every single day. 3 veggie caps and 3 fruit caps. You take these. They're super easy to take. They're small. And you'll love this product. About 2 weeks in, you'll start really feeling the differences. Like I'm saying, you'll love it. Go and put the balanceofnature.com, order extra right now. And then, of course, make sure you put in the coupon code of Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. And you'll get 35% off and free shipping. You can't beat it. Just do it. Just do it. You just trust me on this one. You'll love this product. I haven't met anyone that didn't so far. So please, please do it. So there's a couple of things I want to mention. You were going to mention, okay, so the big news today, because I want to tie all this in together. Big news today on Trump.
Yeah, well, the president, you know, they've been negotiating on this part two of the stimulus.
Right.
And so the president, the president's staff has offered $1.6 trillion for the stimulus package. Pelosi,
trillion, by the
way. Pelosi is insisting on a little bit more. She wants $2.4 trillion.
Of course she does.
So today the president said, we made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion. And as usual, she is not negotiating in good faith.
Right.
So I am rejecting her request and looking to the future of our country. I have instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses only on hardworking Americans and small businesses, which are the only people that have been hurt that need stimulus,
by
the way.
Remember last time when the Kennedy Center got $30 million for cleaning?
Yeah.
Clorox is very expensive in those parts of the nation. So, yeah. And the reason I wanted to tie all this in is because years ago, 25 years ago, there was a person who was speaking in an event, and he was talking about all the fact that all these things were coming down the pike and what they were really trying to do. And the 1,000 points of light is a really interesting one, because not only is it the George W. Bush's New World Order program, a lot of people just thought it was about charity work. Oh, we're all going to be givers and volunteers, and we're going to go out and we're going to change the world. It wasn't about that as much as there's so much more to what he was saying. And there was there's a group, a Japanese company called ALE, Astro Live Experiences, and they were aiming to create and have an artificial meteor shower with its new small satellite, ALE-2, Rocket Lab, which will launch the satellite and also at the same time can create all these lights coming in. Like an asteroid experience. You know, they call it an experience. And we're all going to think that this is a natural occurrence, all of these kinds of things. But these companies are more than capable of doing this and passing it off as something that naturally occurred. And I don't know that people realize that that's where we're at now in manufacturing crises, so that they can gain some momentum and speed on this. But what I found probably the most interesting part of this was going back, and Sergey Manast from Canada actually died sort of suddenly in his home after being arrested. He got out of jail and was dead the next day of a supposed heart attack with no heart problems. But yeah, again, anyway, he had also talked clear back in 1995, really before everybody had the internet, that it was demonstrated through ultra high frequency electromagnetic energy beams could be used to induce considerable agitation, all kinds of different things health wise, right? Microwaves can also be used to burn human skin. He went into a lot of detail about some of the effects of the things that we'd be looking at. And he also said that if people do not believe that kind of technology is possible, what kind of technology are we talking about is just science fiction, then those people put themselves in jeopardy, because when the night of 1,000 stars will shine from space during that night, really what that was all about was the coming of Christ. It was about the coming of Christ. And so could they, in fact, manufacture an event that would make everybody think that was happening. Now, I've actually talked about that on my show. You're probably not going to find that on a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked about their capability of being able to do this. And he was saying this clear back in 1995. But he said, look at the progress is being made. Now, this was clear back, Lieutenant John Alexander of the New Mental Battlefield, Beam Me Up Spock, December 1980. Okay? He said, several examples will demonstrate areas in which progress has been made. The transference of energy from one organism to another, the ability to heal or cause disease to be transmitted over a distance, inducing illness or death with no apparent cause, telepathic behavior modification, which includes the ability to induce hypnotic states up to a distance of 1,000 kilometers. It is possible to feed artificial thought into multigenic field via satellite, mind control, and all of these things to get people in fear, to get people living out these things in fear, to get them to the point where
they'll wear the mask.
They'll wear, yes, even in complete idiocy, like knowing nobody's dying around them. Yep. They're just conditioned to wear it. They will wear it, and they'll keep wearing it until the government tells them to stop. It's basically what they were talking about clear back to 1980 was the Internet of Things coming, 5G. They couldn't do any of this without that mechanism laid down around the earth so that they could do some of these things that they had planned. And that's what kind of took me aback, because it was back in 1994, you know, when they were talking about the Night of 1,000 Stars, and this is right after, 5 years after he was announcing, 6 years after he was announcing the 1,000 Points of Light. Very strange, right? Strange.
And by the way, yesterday SpaceX launched a couple new satellites.
Yeah. See, and that's what got me thinking about this, is because it kind of brought me back to these talks, and also the fact that they were already telling us this super highway had to be implemented. They didn't know the name of it, though. They weren't calling it 5G. They just said the superhighway has to be implemented in order for some of these things to be able to happen, because the technology is so advanced. We've got to catch up quick. Yeah. Mm. And from terror events to pandemics to, you know, the visual sightings of things that really aren't there. Really, what they really wanted to also do was manipulate the people and all populations. Get this. To the edge of hysteria and madness. What's going on right now? Are people hysterically going a little mad over COVID? Over all of these things that are going on right now? Yeah, it's very strange.
But have you heard about Applefy?
No.
Okay. I read an article the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Apple has supposedly come up with something that's going to actually render 5G obsolete soon. It's based on us surrounding the earth with satellites.
I know what you're talking about, because this is where Bill Gates puts his
right,
money. Yeah,
right.
Bill Gates has been putting his money into these satellites, and that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the movie Aloha with Bradley Cooper? I don't know if you remember this. It was kind of more of an obscure movie. It wasn't like a huge hit, but this is what they were talking about, was throwing all these satellites. People investing into these satellites going up into space, but and how they want to... that's kind of the new, it is a new frontier. I hate to quote Star Trek, but yeah. But isn't it on the heels of this, okay, when Russia was complaining that Elon Musk's satellites were too bright, there was too many of them, they were too bright, and that he was ordering 1,000 ships. We need 1,000 ships to do his little project of SpaceX, and all of these things that have sort of cropped up. It is kind of strange, the common denominator in that. That's why I think when Bush gave this talk in 1988, there was so much more there that we didn't realize. Volunteerism doesn't bring about a new world order of governments and the ousting of a constitution, okay? Volunteerism doesn't do that. Volunteerism is good and it's important. We should be serving each other. There's no doubt in my mind. But it isn't about bringing about a new world order. This is about something where they can make a threat. You know, they call it, you know, the Gate Foundation, the Gates of Hell Foundation. The Gates of Hell Foundation. because he's on board as one of those New World servers, the person that wants to be part of this group that serves this up. And when they were talking about this 20 years ago and they weren't using the same names as we're using today, it so struck me how long this has been in the works. Like I'll give you 9/11. You know, there was some testimony from a gal who was with one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Bush in the late 80s who had already knew 9/11 was coming. That was in the late 80s. When I had Christopher Fulton on the show talking about the time he spent in prison for having pieces of JFK's estate. And he talked about the fact that JFK Jr. knew that 9/11 was going to happen, even clear back then. All of these things, what I'm saying is all of these things are so prepared and planned for so far in advance that I hope that we understand and we do not underestimate what the plans are. Because if we can stop underestimating, maybe we can get ahead of it as a people a little bit and use what we have right now to our advantage to help thwart it. I don't know if we can, but when you start to look at Project Bluebeam and all of these things, and that's why Sergey Manast was killed. He was talking about Project Bluebeam. All of these things have such significance coming in our children's lives and in our lives right now. And the stuff that they can perpetuate, manipulate, and get us to thinking that we're seeing what we're seeing and hearing what we're hearing. And like they said, they want to manipulate it into mass hysteria. You get a people thinking all these things are going on as natural occurrences when they're not. You could drive people crazy. Look what's going on right now with COVID. They're able to do this, you guys, and people aren't dropping dead. That's kind of amazing when you think about it.
You know, and the other, I never thought I'd see the day when I was young. I mean, I grew up in space time, you know.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day when the United States government allowed civilian space exploration.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Right.
They
it's
did.
There. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to kind of bring some of this to the forefront a little bit, kind of keep it in your mind as you're looking at things, because you're seeing a lot more with NASA going on. We're seeing a lot more on that front. And also think about
Space Force.
Yeah. And then also, and that really, I do think that he was actually bringing it forward to expose it.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's still other black, money, black budget money operations within the space program, of course, but at least he was outing that. And I think that if we can start to realize what George Bush brought in and what he was all about, too, as conservatives, that's harder to do for a conservative than it is for a liberal. But let me tell you that if you can start kind of thinking of why that was so important to him and why so many other things have been referred to coming back to that organization going very strong today, number one, and out there, I think that we just aren't. We aren't understanding the full spectrum of what they have planned, and well-laid plans are definitely the MO here.
If you go all the way back to when George Bush was the CIA director,
after being in the CIA,
and they were calling him Mr. President then.
Oh my gosh, it's so true though. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover named him in the documents as being in the CIA, but you couldn't find that on his resume till after he died. He hid that. He actually lied about it when he was running for president. So there's just so much here. I could probably do a whole nother hour on it. That's how much is here in my notes. But I just at least wanted to open that gate a little bit and talk about it a little bit more, because I do think they have things planned that can be very manipulated. And we won't understand. I don't think we're going to know as a people the difference. And it scares me. Anyway, we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Do not go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss today's show. I'll be right back.